from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion, Parshat Korach, the Book of the Levites. We often think ignorantly that perhaps Leviticus is the Book of Levites. We all know that it's really the Torah Kohanim. Leviticus is the Book of Kohanim. And Moral Kohanim Bnei Aaron, it's all addressed to the Kohanim, how to go about the various sacrifices. Parshat Emor thinks about the various rules for the Kohanim. Book of Leviticus is all about Kohanim. The Levitical matters means priestly matters, the contrary, things have to do with the priests, the high priest. In contrast, it's been pointed out by some of my colleagues and friends at Shivat Har Tzion, Chon Herzog, the Book of Bamidbar is the Torat Halavim. It's all about Levites. From the very beginning, we count the Jews, we set up the 12 tribes around the tabernacle. Then, what do? We count the Levites. And then we have the role of the Levites. And then we dedicate the Levites. And we transfer them with the firstborn. And we transfer those leftovers with the five shekel. As if that's not enough. Parshat Balotcha, we waive the Levites to dedicate them to the service. Now, all major themes in this book implode at some point. We mentioned in other videos, theme of joint leadership, that everyone should be the leaders, implodes in Parshat Shlach, where the leadership themselves are the ones who sin. The notion that the people should become Nazarites or avoid becoming a sota, wayward woman, running away from their husbands, implodes when the Jews, hitavu tava, they desire a desire. They become overly desirous and they want all kinds of things in the desert. Each one of the sins in the desert was foreshadowed with the way things were supposed to be. Beginning of the Midbar, what Jonathan Sacks, Blessed Memory, calls the book of the ideal and the book of the real. The ideal book of Bamidbar, supposed to be all these things, and they all implode the various crises later on in Balotcha, Shlach, Korach. So what about Korach? What in the book of the ideal, the beginning of Bamidbar, implodes in Korach? It's the Levites. If this is the book of the Levites, then the worst thing that can happen in this book is the rebellion by the Levites themselves. Levites who would say, how could we have such a terrible job? We want to be Kohanim, we want to be the leaders. Why are we only Levites? Moshe, of course, says to them, you have a great job, what are you talking about? You have so much, I can't believe you're complaining about it. Who God is the ultimate implosion of the notion of Levites. What's the notion of Levites? If you look in Parshat Balotcha, you see it says, Kach Zalavim mitoch bnei Yisrael v'diyar ta'otam. Five times, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, from within the Jewish people. The word b'nei Yisrael appears there 8 times. In other words, the Levites are a bridge between the Kohanim and the Israel. After all, you have a triangle around the tabernacle. The Kohanim live inside the triangle, and the Israelites live outside the triangle. And in the middle are the Levites. Your neighbors are not Kohanim. Those are the iconoclasts. Your neighbors, as an Israelite, are Levites. Rashi says that Reuven and Gad were too close. And you have Datan and Aviram from Reuven and Korach from Levi. They were hanging out. They were bad Levites. They were having a bad influence. Usually, it's supposed to radiate out with holiness. You show with wonderful things. Korach radiated out with rebelliousness. So the Levites are supposed to be that glue between. Why is this the book of Levites? It's the book of Levites because this book was supposed to be about Yitchemiyu, that with you, Moshe, will be leaders from every tribe and will be Levites. Levites will help. And that's what we find at the end of Parshat Korach. After the rebellion of Korach, and after that showdown where Levites are chosen as the firstborn, as the special tribe, the showdown of the staffs, the staff of Aaron, that the flower is not as Aaron qua Kohen, but Aaron qua Levite. The Levites win that. After that, the role of the Levites is emphasized. We have the Maaser is introduced for the first time, that the Levites get 1/10 of the produce is introduced for the very first time. We have the idea of Mishmeret, the guarding, that who is supposed to guard the temple? The Levites. A special mitzvah to guard the temple, even in the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, to guard the temple. And that, although it mentions Aaron, Rashi says, it applies to all the Levites. The end of Parshat Korach has laws, and the laws, great degree, are all about Levites. There are some laws about Kohanim, good question, but so much about Levites, something that we didn't know until now. The Levites get something too. They get 1/10 of the produce. So, indeed, Bamidbar is the book of Levites. The point of Levites is that it's the Levites who are supposed to be that bridge between the holiest people, the Kohanim, and the Holy of Holies, and the Israelites who live on the margin. Every theme implodes somewhere in the middle of the book when the Jews rebel. Korach is the ultimate implosion of this notion the Levites are to be the leaders, spirituality and holiness, the bridge from the Kohanim to Israel. However, God doesn't give up on the notion of Levites, and on the contrary, digs in deeper into the laws of Levites at the end of this parsha, that the Levites should indeed have a major role. The Levites are friends. There's 32 cities of Levites. They're supposed to be living among us. And they are Yerush V'Techel Yaakov, the Levites, the ones who could, they're the teachers. They go out far-flung places and create holiness all around the land of Israel, not just the center for the Kohanim, but all around Israel. They bring that holy Levite kind of spirit. So it's the book of Levites. Let's hope that we can connect with the holy people who are in our communities, the rabbis, the teachers, who are the Levites of today. In fact, the Rambam says that anyone can be a Levite. How does that make any sense? It makes a lot of sense, because the whole idea of the Levites in this book is not so much that there's an iconoclastic group known as Levites. No, on the contrary, the Levite is an image of what every Jew could be. Therefore, says the Rambam, you want to be a Levite too. You want to get to dedicate your life to God. You could do it. I don't know if we'll call you for the second Aliyah, but you could be a Levite type of person. Levites are meant to inspire all those around them. The book of the Levites, story of Korach, is the saddest story, but there's hope. The Levites will yet do their job. They will get that maaser, they'll get the tithing. And when you go to Levite, to give him 1/10 of your produce and to share with him, hopefully he'll teach you some Torah and bring you closer to the Kohanim, closer to the temple, closer to the Holy of Holies. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Elam, the congregation, for our discussion, Parshat Korach. Join us each week for our discussion of the holidays, Parsha, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.